Well, welcome back to another podcast. I really think you're going to like this one. I know I go on and on promoting this lifestyle. That's because I really believe in it. When I met people who, in my first Sun City community, I noticed they were significantly happier and more engaged than the other retired people I spoke to. There really is an emphasis on health and healthy living here. And today I'm presenting a testimonial. My guests today are Sam Smith and Bob Fredin. Sam and Bob, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Bob.
Happy to be here, Bob.
Absolutely.
Okay, Sam, let me start with you. How long have you lived here?
Since December of 2014, and we live in Phase 3.
Okay, and you are still working. You're semi-retired, I guess. Tell us about your what you do.
I'm working as a mediator in maritime injury cases, and also in war hazard cases involving injuries in Iraq and Afghanistan.
I see. Okay.
But my wife has kept me back to 1 week a month.
Okay. Holding you in check, huh? And just for the record, how old are you?
I'm 79. I'll be 80 in February.
Okay. And Bob, what about you?
I'm very happy to be here. I just turned 80 yesterday, and we're going to do the birthday dinner tonight because I didn't want to miss my class last night.
Fantastic. And how long have you lived here?
Lived here since 2008.
Okay. And so we're here to talk about Tai Chi. And so tell us your story, Sam, first.
Well, Tai Chi has saved my life because we took a cruise in April of this year, and I had all sorts of problems with balance. I had to be careful not to fall. I did fall once. I got back home, and the situation got worse. I discovered that I had some medical issues in my low back and hip, and I was a mess. And my son and wife convinced me that I should get a walker. I did not want a walker, but I'm smart enough to understand I needed one. So I started a walker. And then I was trying to find out what I could do to make myself better, and I discovered later in the year that Tai Chi was here. So my wife and I both signed up for Tai Chi.
Okay, and just... When was it that you first started in the walker?
Oh, geez, this was back in June or July.
Okay. And when did you first start taking Tai Chi classes?
The first class they had.
So that was approximately September. And how long was it before you started noticing improvement?
About 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Okay. And the end of the story is you no longer need a walker, right?
Or a cane.
Or a cane. I mean, that is fantastic.
My balance is best it's been in 20 years or more. My posture's better. My breathing's better. And I just generally all around feel better.
Okay. Well, Bob, tell us your story.
Well, I heard of Tai Chi, and we were delighted to be invited to a presentation by Richard Hamilton at our clubhouse and the Montecito clubhouse. And it really, really sounded fascinating. It sounded like it was a real deal type thing. You know, there's a lot of things going around these days that are not really cracked up what they're supposed to be. And I'll tell you, Richard is very eloquent. He really knows what he's doing, and everything he does and instructs, it just makes sense. Mm-hmm. I've had neck issues. I had physical therapy, and I was supposed to come back this month for more physical therapy. As he said, I probably need a tune-up by now. So anyway, I haven't had any need for that. And my low back 2 years ago went out, and I was on that horrible oxycodone, taking four of those a day, and I went to physical therapy, and that helped me a lot. I'd been doing stretches every morning, religiously, which was prescribed by my physical therapist to do at home. And since I started these Tai Chi classes, that's the whole thing. I don't have to do that anymore. And I feel good. My neck, I don't have the grinding in my neck I used to have. My lower back is a lot better. And just overall, I sleep better. I was waking up in the middle of the night, and I couldn't go back to sleep, couldn't go back to sleep. And
was that because you were in pain?
No, just couldn't go back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Just an insomniac, and it really bothered me, and I'd get real tired the next day. So anyway, my doctor prescribed a benzodiazepine class of drug, which is formerly known as Valium or diazepam, and I'd take one a night. Well, good, that was fine. It put me back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But now I haven't used any of those pills for probably 6-7 weeks or so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need them anymore. I wake up, go back to sleep. If I wake up 2 or 3 times, I can still go back to sleep. And I don't think it's going to just keep getting better.
Uh-huh.
It's going to get better better.
And so did you start at the beginning also when he first started giving the classes? And how long did it take before you noticed improvements?
I think probably I'm with Sam on that. Probably maybe 3 weeks, two mm-hmm. and a half to 3 weeks.
Okay, so that's a reasonable expectation for people.
We go to all 3 classes a week. I've missed, since the inception, I've missed one.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, well, that's...
So it's really makes sense, and it's wonderful, and we're just blessed to have Michael here to, you know, help us along. And anybody that's listening to this, you know, should really give it a try, because, we're all getting older every day, and we have our little health issues, and we're still going to have them regardless, but I think this makes it for a kinder, gentler ride.
Yeah. And so for people who haven't been to a class, could you just describe it briefly?
Well, it's a lot on balance, and my balance is off. I took a balance test through my ear, nose, and throat specialist, and they put this harness on you, and you're in this little kind of a cubicle thing, and your things are moving under your feet, and the wall's moving, and... You know, I fell, you know, but I mean, the harness caught me. I didn't go to the ground or anything. And I ran a whole battery of tests through the ear, nose, and throat, desert ear, nose, and throat clinic. And it took about an hour and a half total.
Mm-hmm.
They did all kinds of things. And I have an inner ear issue, which I have a hearing aid now that kind of helped me with that. But I don't know, it's just, I've had issues when my neck went bad. I thought I was having a coronary problem because my left arm was numb. I had a terrible sharp pain in my neck. And so we went to ER and they did the whole, you know, you go in there and they think you're having a heart attack. They
mm-hmm.
hook you up to everything. And all it turned out to be was a pinched nerve.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as far as my heart and everything is in pretty good shape, and so I think this is something, a part of my life I just need to do.
That's great.
Each week.
And
you know, one of the things about how we start is it's called structure. Centeredness and balance. And your feet are together. Your hands are at your side, facing backwards. Your elbow is slightly tilted. You stand erect, your head back, your chin in, and your knees slightly go forward so you can't see your toes. And you close your eyes. And the first time or two, that sounds pretty frightening. But after a while, it doesn't. And then Michael says, okay, now turn to your inner mind. And he mentions your body part, starting with your head. Well, you know, it wasn't long till in my inner mind I could see my head, my shoulders, my chest, my knees, my feet, my hands. And he explained to us, you see through your eyes and you see through your inner mind. When I first thought that, I said, I know, I don't know about that. But it's true. It's a fact. And then after we do that for a while, then there's various other movements we do. And Michael is such a great teacher and such a gentle, kind man. He explains. He's been doing this for 40 years. And he's licensed in Chinese medicine. He explains to you what the movement is, how it's going to enhance you as a person. It's going to open up your neck, your upper back, your low back, your hips, your knees, your ankles. So you're just not doing things for doing things. There's a reason for what you're doing, and it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we do this for an hour.
Okay, but there's no harsh movements. There's nothing for people to be afraid of to try it for the first time. It's coming. You're among friends, and you're going to have a quiet hour that's probably going to help.
Yeah, we're not supposed to push ourselves, overdo ourselves anyway. Just, you know, do what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, gradually it gets better and better.
Yeah. And, Sam, you told me a story before we went on that I think our part-time residents who maybe also live in a place where they don't have Tai Chi would be interested in. Would you relate that, please?
We have friends in Montana. And my friend Darrell has issues like Bob and I have. And I told him what a change Tai Chi has made for me. And he said, gosh, that sounds interesting. So they checked in their area, and there was nothing available. So Michael found a video for him, and he sent it to him. And then he called him and talked to him and explained to him how to use the video. And that just shows what a kind man he is and what he will do to help people.
Yeah.
And he's been doing this for 40 years.
Yeah.
And he's just a wonderful man, and we're lucky to have him here. Yeah, and Chet made a great choice.
That's great. And there is a cost for this, right? The cost is $3 a session.
Pretty nominal.
That's around $10 a week. What do you think someone would pay who's in a walker to be able to walk without his walker 3 months from now?
Hundreds of dollars.
Lots more than $10 a week.
Hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And Chet wanted me to say that he's got an even better deal than that coming up. You have to buy this on January 1st, but you'll be able for $200 to buy an annual pass, which will enable you to go to all the $3 classes for the whole year for free.
Mm,
and so that includes Tai Chi and a raft of other classes that they give throughout the week.
That's great.
So it's a sensational deal, and I wanted to promote that on the air.
That's great, because my wife does the water aerobics.
Uh-huh. So it'll add up fast. And I don't know what they charge for these classes on the outside, but I know it's a lot more than $3 a class.
Try 25 or 35.
Yeah.
I didn't investigate anything other than just this.
well, did I miss anything? Is there anything else you'd like to...
One thing, you know, I talked about my neck and my back, and I was on that horrible medication a couple of years ago. I don't take anything at all for pain now, not even Tylenol, nothing.
And you just started in September,
yes,
right?
Uh-huh.
This is early December.
Exactly.
So... You've gotten dramatically better, and there's every reason to think that you're going to continue to improve.
That's right.
As you go along this path.
And we see other people in our class that come regularly, how they've improved. There's a couple of ladies that I can't believe. They're in the front row. They have their spot in the front row. And we have this movement where we put our hands completely back over our head and then come forward and we lean with head down. And these ladies can now put their hands flat on the floor. They could not when they started, but they can now.
That's amazing. Only 3 months.
It is. So Bob, you've seen that, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. It's pretty dramatic with quite a number of people. Especially with Sam here, that's a big deal going from a walker to, you know.
That's an amazing story.
Nothing to support him.
I think there's a lot of residents here in our great community that would really benefit from this program if they come and give it a try. You can't just come once or twice and say, it's not going to help me. You got to come regularly for a period of time and give it several weeks. And if they do it, they'll discover that their condition will improve. And they'll be happy they started.
And practice at home.
Yes.
Do you do some Tai Chi every day?
Absolutely.
Not often enough, but I do.
A little bit.
Uh-huh. What we're actually doing now is called Qi Gong. It's Qigong, but pronounced Qi Gong. And that's the beginning stage of Tai Chi. Mm. That's the structure you start and to master that before you move into the regular Tai Chi movement you see people doing in the parks.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
So that's going to wrap up another one. I hope you found this as inspiring as I did. If so, please share it with your friends. And I don't just mean friends who live here. Although we offer Tai Chi 3 times a week and make it very convenient for you to attend, there are Tai Chi classes all over the country. It occurred to me that we retired people are just like professional athletes. Our only job, really, is to take care of our bodies. If you missed it, I suggest you go back and listen to the podcast that I did with Michael when he first started here. It's number 62, and it was posted last month. He tells some pretty dramatic stories, too, but these men are our neighbors. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in class.